Guelph Police Headquarters continues, inching closer, to being finished, 3 years after the renovation and expansion project was initially expected to be done and 2 months after the most recent anticipated completion date. We don't have full building occupancy yet. We have been making progress, explained Deputy Sao Jane Holmes. From a city staff perspective, it's pretty frustrating. It's almost 3 steps forward and 1 back all the time. Approved by City Council in 2014, with a tender offer accepted 2 years later, the project was expected to be done in 2019. The project has been plagued by delays and was running more than a year behind schedule when, during the summer of 2020, the original contractor heading up the effort was released by the city. At the time, city officials stated several deficiencies had been identified and not appropriately corrected. Efforts were then on hold for several months until the city's bonding agent took over the project. The biggest milestone on the route to completion took place a week or so ago, Holmes said, referring to an integrated test of life safety systems, something that's required before full occupancy is granted. As with every test, there are, from what I understand, some minor deficiencies that have to be addressed, she said. We are inching closer. If you're going to ask me when we are anticipating occupancy, we are really hoping it's going to be in the next few weeks. There are no major deficiencies to be addressed at this point, Holmes added. We're hoping the whole thing doesn't need to be tested again. Despite the most recent delays, Holmes said the project continues to be forecasted at about $1.7 million over the council-approved $34.1 million budget. However, she acknowledges that may change depending on the outcome of an arbitration process with the original contractor who has a $7.14 million lawsuit filed against the city. A timeline for the arbitration process has not been set, but Holmes doesn't expect it to start before the end of the year. The police headquarters project includes the addition of 2 new wings and extensive renovation of the Wyndham Street South building.